Selection from letter 42, 1898. 1. 4298. Copied May 19th, 1998. A most decided work needs to be done in our churches in Michigan. There has been a lack of cooperation and harmonious action. But if you will all draw steadily in Bible lines, a change will be wrought in the churches. I hope that now, as never before, you will all, ministers and church members, come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty powers of darkness. But I have written so much matter that I need not write largely to you. I will inquire why some of our ministerial brethren are so far behind in proclaiming the exalted theme of temperance. Why is it that greater interest is not shown in health reform? There are many who nourish and keep alive a constant prejudice against Dr. Kellogg. He is doing a large work. Why do they not fill their places in the ministry as well, as zealously as he is filling his place? Why do not the ministers of our churches do the very work that ought to have been done years ago? I am glad that someone has taken up the work that has been so neglected. The complaint comes, Dr. Kellogg has gathered up all the young men he can get, and therefore we have no workers. But this is the very best thing that could be done for the young men and the work. At that time, about 1898, I think. Let us check such dates carefully, that we be not confused by Satan. Soon after above was written, Sister White found it necessary to counsel against sending youth to Battle Creek because the work grew too large and Dr. Kellogg taught considerable error mixed with much light. Copyist, E.R.P. To you, words missing from page, as President of the General Conference, and to Brother Evans, President of the General Conference Association, and to Brother Durland, as President of the Michigan Conference, I would say, continue to work with tact and ability. Get some of these young men and young women to work in the churches. Combine medical missionary work with the proclamation of the third angel's message. Make regular, organized efforts to lift the churches out of the dead level in which they have been for years. Send out into the churches workers who will set the principles of health reform before every church in Michigan. See if the breath of life will not then come into these churches. A new element needs to be brought into the work. God's people must receive the warning and work for souls right where they are, for people do not realize their great need and peril. Christ sought the people where they were and placed before them the great truths in regard to his kingdom. As he went from place to place, he blessed and comforted the suffering and healed the sick. This is our work. God would have us relieve the necessities of the destitute. The reason that the Lord does not manifest His power more decidedly is because there is so little spirituality among those who claim to believe the truth. There are in our world many Christian workers who have not yet heard the grand and wonderful truths that have come to us. These are doing a good work, in accordance with the light they have, and many of them are more advanced in knowledge and practical work than are those who have had great light and great opportunities. The indifference among our ministers in regard to health reform and medical missionary work is surprising. Even those who do not profess to be Christians treat the subject with greater reverence than do some of our own people, and they are going in advance of us. The word given to me for you is, go forward. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Brother Irwin, take hold of the work of health reform. If any of the ministers have the idea that the medical missionary work is gaining preponderance, let them take the men who have been working in these lines with them into their fields of labor, two here and two there. Let the ministers receive these medical missionaries as they would receive Christ, and see what work they can do. I do not think they will find them dwarfs in religious experience. See if in this way you cannot bring some of heaven's vital current into the churches. See if there is not a class who will grasp the education they need so much, and see if they will not bear the testimony. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, not aside from Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together, not in independent atoms, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.